Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm trying to find out, your company somehow did a transaction for $67 out of my bank account, and I don't understand what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
28052.
28052.
Yes.
Okay, may I please have your first and last name?
Annette Oliphant, O-L-I-P-H-A-N-T.
Okay, allow me a brief moment to search for your account. You said O-L-I-P-H-A-N-T?
Yes.
Okay. I did locate an account for you for security purposes. Could you please verify your address?
1008 Lowell Woods Drive.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account. Thank you for holding.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I am showing on October 19th, you signed up to win an ice maker where you only paid shipping and handling, which was $5.74. And then I do see where on November 23rd, you were billed in full for that ice maker on for $67.32.
I didn't get no ice maker.
Yes, ma'am. So you signed up to win an ice maker?
I didn't know. No, that must be a mistake. I didn't sign up to win no ice maker.
Okay, so give me just a brief moment. I'm going to pull up the website that's attached to it. 1 second.
What does that mean?
Me pulling up the website? I'm going to go to the terms and conditions on here to basically explain your charges a little bit better to you. Okay, so yes,
it was. I didn't get an ice maker, so why am I paying for something I don't have?
Yes, ma'am. So it was an entry to win an ice maker?
No, no. See, that's a gimmick. That's a gimmick. I wouldn't sign up for that.
Yes, ma'am. So as the terms and conditions state that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel. If you didn't cancel within a certain amount of time, then you would be billed in full for that entry. So you got billed the $67.32.
Well, I'd like to cancel that because I'm not paying for something I'm not getting. It's crazy.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, and I can definitely cancel out this account for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Money be refunded?
Well, allow me a brief moment to cancel out your account, and then we can talk about the 1 second, please. You got me. Look at you. Did you hear me? Thank you. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
I'd like to know if my money's going to be refunded.
Yes, yes, ma'am. We can definitely talk about that. Would you like that cancellation number?
Please.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 262-772-459. Okay, as far as that chargeback, that refund on the 6732, I can offer you a 35% refund on that 6732, because those charges are valid. It was stated in the terms and conditions upon signing up.
What is 35%? What is it?
I didn't hear you.
I said, what is that?
35% refund?
Yes.
Okay, out of 6732, 35% refund is around $23.56.
Wow. You know what? Go ahead and refund it. And you know what? I don't understand how y'all be putting these damn gimmicks up. You say one thing on the thing. It says, oh, you're giving away the freezers. All you got to do is pay the shipping and handling. Then all of a sudden it goes into, oh, you're signing up to win? Just refund my money, please. Y'all don't have to worry about me no more.
Yes, ma'am. Allow me a brief moment to do so for you.
This is such bullshit. Fucking gimmick. I'm fucking weird. Fucking scams. Come on, get your
Okay, thank you for holding. I did go ahead and refund you back that 35%. Please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Is there anything else I can help you with today? Also, your account is completely canceled, so you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.